Making good progress on the, at least as much progress as I feel like I can on the class for next semester. So it's interesting to see how either much or little people use the tools available to them. I think Blackboard does quite a bit, but it should do a lot more. You know, I do have a separate time, so it's not a big deal. I work on the class in the morning, you know, wake up at 2 or 3 and crank away at it for a bit. Hours from 5 to 6 on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Oh my. Most of the birds are either having fun or they want to go to bed. Heart stop. Is that how copulation tends to go? You can't tell if people are in love or if they're fighting or what. There you go. What do you think? You think those are good hours?
The doctor? Because Vanessa was...
What?
She said...
Tell them from?
There were problems.
Oh.
And they said, we need to take the baby now. And she said, she's young, it'll die. And they said, if you let this die, it will die.
Oh,
my. So they said that she was only like 28 weeks or something.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, 2 pounds.
Well, that's going to saddle her with a lot of...
Yep.
Probably just a ton of trouble.
Yep.
Is she married?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. So she's not going to have anybody able to really help her directly.
Yep, and she was really, just close and hungry.
Yeah?
So, Bella hasn't been there to church in a while. Because she's one of the
Because Vanessa has been otherwise engaged.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. We'll see. This isn't good.
And my first thought was, if she could give a room to San Miguel, they could go and work over there with the cameras and hotel. Cleaning and running trucks and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah?
But...
Oh?
I think that's kind of presumptuous.
I think we talked to her once about it. Yeah?
I don't remember talking.
I seem to recall this came up once. About, I don't know if she was involved with it, but I seem to recall it coming up. Well, you should act on those. You should call her.
I think it's my own model is best for you.
Hey, all she can do is say, oh, it's gonna work. You go. You know, I've gotten to the point where anymore I kind of, anything that comes up I think is inspiration. So I try to do something with it.
Well,
yeah.
That would mean that
San Joe would
This
is a classic example of you really, it's really a bad idea to try to send your kids to where you aren't.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can pull that stunt with relatives, but not really with anybody else. Okay. Vanessa was always an interesting kid.
Yep.
She was very, very... Hannah.
Hannah insists that everyone calls her Jasmine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that her middle name, I hope?
No.
Oh, just picked it up out of nowhere?
I guess.
Okay. Well, I guess kind of a stripper name, actually. So it's like, well...
She did say, let's talk about my
sister. You guys glom on to these... lifestyles.
Hey, Pop Jack. Thank you.
Sad. Because, yeah, chances are, Hannah's gonna do...
Exactly.
Probably. Probably going to follow the same road.
Yeah.
I don't know. Every once in a while, when something about Santa would come up, I would always, me and the boys would start talking about it, and that's the first thing I'd say is, don't follow Santa's example at all. Because she doesn't make good decisions. And she's free with poor advice. Give us advice for people like that, except to say, see, I don't know. I don't know if it's if it's becoming kind of a Hispanic thing, you know? The one thing you guys are good luck. Bank on that. You know, you want to be a movie star, barring that, be a beautician, you know?
Yeah.
But she was always worried about how she looked, so it made sense that that's where the direction she'd be going in. But you're going, wait, most of the styles that you're after... Oh, the biking business.
Yeah.
The ability experience, huh? Okay. Ooh, lots of bikes.
Yeah.
Oh, they're doing the cool thing. Anyway, yeah. So you're going, what do you do when, what do you do when society just... doesn't hardly give you any guidance at all anymore. Up and just trying to feed yourself and stay alive.
It's hardly longer. This is all advice that I said to you.
Too late now.
Who's that good yet for that? You can't afford to rent that child with all the medical needs that house will need. You're a single mom. You're single. You're going to have a tough time staying with
kids. Yeah, and your parents are not doing amazing.
Yeah.
They're doing okay, but they're not doing amazing.
Give up your child to a couple who are desperate for help. I would be willing to take on that.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people out there that are.
I would hope, you know, maybe they're not. You know, it's always hard to adopt out older kids or kids with disabilities.
Well,
I know this baby might not end up having disabilities. They're getting better and better.
I think it's a miracle. They take in all kinds of people with problems.
Yeah. But I also think they do it as a source of income, too. Because you're going, how could Curtis ever make it? Aides don't even make minimum wage. I don't know how they get away with that. I don't know how people get away with that, but they do somehow. So I think they take in, you know, foster kids, and they may have even gone after one of the $25,000 ones.
Of course I know. What is a foster
one? That's fine. No. If you adopt them, the state still pays you. That doesn't turn that off. I don't know how the formula changes, but no. If you adopt a child, you still get paid. As if they were a foster kid. So. Because I thought that too. I thought, oh, you don't want to adopt them because then you won't be getting payments anymore. And somebody, I forget who told me, no, I still get the payment. And I still get all the perks, you know. Me and my family qualify for Medicaid and everything else. The government gives you tons of perks to take in a kid. In fact, I think in New Mexico, it's about the only way an adult man, I think, can be on Medicaid. I don't even know if they give it to the man. I think they only give it to the mom and to the kids, you know. And then I don't think they even consider your income when it comes to food stamps and stuff like that. You simply get food stamps. So it's a pretty good you can call it a business, I suppose. If you get one of the $25,000 a year kids, which comes with all the perks anyway, it's just that instead of only, what, $600 a month, I don't even know how much they pay anymore for foster kids. So you get all the perks just because, you know, you get $25,000 a year. I don't know if it's on top of the $600 that you would normally get, or if it's a replacement for it. It's better, that's all I know. But they're hard kids, you know. You spend a lot of your time taking them to therapists, keeping up with them.
Well, Carol's going to Albuquerque.
These are kids that run, you know. So you can't go to bed at night and say everything's fine like we do, you know. You have bars on the windows. You got all that stuff. And it's not to keep people out, it's to keep your kid in so that they can't go out and do stuff. So that's why they're taking the foster care. But, as usual, I remember that couple who will remain unnamed since I'm recording. That ran that agency that did a lot of treatment foster care.
Yeah.
And that they shuttered due to, you know, and everybody says, oh, well, it's not about any particular one. We feel like the whole program's not working. And you go, ah, I know those guys. And you go, Would they take advantage of the situation? Yes. Would they bill in a questioned way to get state funds to, you know, to run their outfit? Yeah, they would. I don't know. I said, I'm sorry. When the term social worker pops up, my hackles immediately go up because of those guys. Because that's what they were into. She was a master's level social worker. And you're going, yeah. I'm not going to say they were criminals. What's that?
A nickel.
Oh, that's nice. You got 5 times better to pick up a penny?
Good.
Hey. You know. And there are even parts of the system that encourage you to do that. Here, please take this money. Do this with it, but we're not really going to ask you whether you did it or did a good job or not. Just take the money. You know? That's what you've got to... You have to have some pretty elevated morals. And not just think you're a moral person, but actually be one. I don't think they were evil. It's just that every time I... almost went to work for them. I did it, what, twice?
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. I was just sitting there going, no, I can't work for you people. Can't do this. Sorry. I'm leaving. So, you know, I said, and it's kind of like the difference. People always talk about Bill Gates and Gary Kildall and the different kinds of people that they were. I said, yeah, I'm kind of a Gary Kildall type of guy. Do you make lots of money? Yeah. Do you do well? Yeah. Do you ultimately die of cirrhosis and too much fun? Yeah. I don't want to be like that. But he wasn't cutthroat. He said, Bill Gates? Absolutely. He's cutthroat. And that's why he's worth that much. And when people say Gary Kildall, you'll go, who's that? And you go, he was one of the guys that got personal computers together. He was one of the biggies.
Gary Kildall,
right? Yeah. Oh, I love you.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to let this guy go.